Roni's Own Productions proudly presents The New World Army, a new audio sci-fi thriller, Episode 9.
The voting results have been tabulated, and the results are Jacob Moore, 100 votes. Marcus Vallon, 300,000 votes. The new president is Marcus Vallon.
Marcus, I hope you know what you're doing when you replace humans with computers.
It's going to make things so much easier.
Easier maybe, but is easier better? Safer?
I think so. I really think so.
Good people of Telophia, Marcus ran a very strong campaign, and he brings a very different vision of the future of Telophia. My wife and I will support your choice for president, Marcus Vallon. Mr. President, please address us.
Thank you. Today is a new day for Telophia. My wife and I came here escaping the tragedy on Makkar. We were refugees, aliens, escapees, and now I hope we can forget the challenges of the past. Forget the things that divided Telophians and Makkarians. Even though our planet of birth may have been different, we are all part of one human race. And in this spirit of unity, I also want to introduce you to another race, which we want to include today. May I introduce my newest enhancement of the K4 Transpoint system. We have made a standalone capable of doing all the processes as the previous system, but made it mobile and gave it our logic, reason, and the basic understanding of our world. Ladies and gentlemen, L4.
Thank you. This is a new day for all of us. Congratulations to President Vallon. I am glad to hear of Makkarians and Telophians bringing an end to their struggle. I know some are weary of the human droids, but we are here to serve and protect you. I hope that one day humans and humanoids will also live in peace.
Thank you, L4. I have made him an advisor because to understand others, we must interact and know them, and we need to know and not fear the humanoids. I also want to announce that L4 is also a template we are using to create a larger security team for you, for all of us. They will protect the borders, travel points, all of us. Thank you again.
How can I help you?
I unfortunately need to see the doctor.
Well, do you have, like, an appointment?
Yes. But first, look into this special viewer.
Hair?
Yes.
What am I supposed to see?
A bright light.
I don't see... Wait. I see something. Something... Oh, it's hot.
What's going on in here?
Your receptionist, she had an accident.
You killed her?
Well, yes.
Why did you do that? Wait, aren't you L4?
Yes, I am. Now, I've gone through some changes. I need some help.
Please, come into the examination room. You have a pulse, heartbeat, and brain function. But How?
I fell and, well, I won't bore you with the whole story. It was this blue earth that got lodged into my circuits and it made me...
Oh, I need to take some samples and study this.
Yes, study. But I need answers now.
Okay, since you have the laser guns, I'll answer your question.
After I fell into the fissure, and I got caught with this blue dust in my circuits, I started to have these... I don't even know what to call them.
Feelings?
I don't know. I got one when your receptionist didn't let me see you. My receptors maxed out, and I felt...
angry, like... like you had to...
kill her.
Somehow, the blue dust made you...
I felt things, remembered things. It's like a drug, I think. I feel...
exhilarated? High.
Powerful.
I think I understand what you're saying.
So, will you work for me? Help me understand these feelings?
Well, I think it would be fascinating. Of course. Where do I go? What do I do?
Wait for 2 hours, and then come to my capital.
You mean the capital?
No. In 2 hours, it will be my capital. I need to remove a president from office. Goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye.
All right, I am proposing a new plan. We need to release doctors and nurses from the healthcare profession and allow the humanoids to take their place. Humanoids can scan patients, administer medications, and once they learn the human body, organs, and tissue structure, they can operate for the betterment of humans. What do you think, L4?
Yes, I agree. Well, well, well. Surprised to see me?
L4 crawled over the rubble in the doorway and then saw Marcus Vallon and another similar-looking humanoid. Marcus looked stunned as he saw 2 L4 units. He looked from the old version of L4, speckled in blue dust, dented and scratched, and then he looked at the new L4, clean, polished, and shiny. Marcus's eyes became wide as he realized that somehow, some way, the former version of L4 had come back from wherever it was dumped. How could this happen, Marcus thought. All the parts for the older versions aren't made anymore. Normally, when a piece of technology is upgraded, old versions are forgotten. Unfortunately, this old version had returned with vengeance on its computer brain.
Where is the disturbance?
Destroy L4.
There are 2 L4s, and one is the Vice President.
That.
L4 weighed the options. If he destroyed this new L4, the guards would most certainly attack him. L4 wanted to save as many troops as possible. However, the new L4 would tell the troops to attack him anyway, so... all of a sudden, something happened. His computer brain stopped on a bit of code. His mind was constantly being scanned, defragged, and checked for errors, but this was a piece of a memory from his beginnings as a retail unit. There were times data was collected, even though he couldn't remember, it was so important that it was held in a cloaked area far away from the scanning, defragging and wiping of useless information. There were a few of these bits of codes. One was the mention of a number sequence that would act as a control device, shifting the troops from following their own logic and each of their brains to following one brain specifically. As he scanned his brain for other bits associated with that, the troops surrounded him and readied their weapons. The old L4 knew he had not found all the numbers, but he hoped that at least stating a partial list would have some positive effect on this situation. His sweeping scan landed on a number overheard years ago. 4, he said. The newer L4 commanded the troops to fire. The old L4 flew back against the wall under the power of the upgraded weapons. Another number popped up during that scan. 8, he said. The new L4 commanded the troops to fire missiles. As the missiles hit the old L4, they exploded and caused a fire to erupt. A final number popped in the old L4's brain before the scanning arrowed out. 15, he said. The new L4 commanded the troops to fire again, but they backed away and stood at attention. The new L4 was furious, and he walked up to them and demanded again to completely destroy the old L4. They continued to stand at attention. The old L4 struggled to stand up in the fire. He slipped on the tiny pools of melting metal and flesh. As he stood up and limped away from the fire, the new L4 walked up to him. The new L4 grabbed him by the neck and shoved him against the wall, readying a missile aimed at his brain. "You should not have come back," the new L4 said. "Troops," the old L4 forced out of his voice box. The troops sprang to action. "Destroy the new L4, the old L4 said. The troops piled on the new L4 unit like army ants, taking him apart piece by piece. Marcus shook his head at what he had seen. And then he smiled, and he saw that his creation had evolved to a new level. It was no longer an automaton, but it was a free-thinking thing now. Marcus smiled and walked up and said, "That was fantastic." L4 sneered from his bent, melting face. "I'm not done with you. You did this to me. This is your fault." Marcus took small steps backward, shaking his head, trying to plead with him.
From around the globe into your living room, it's the Jen and Dave Show. Rabbit trails are our business, and business is good. You can find us at thejenanddaveshow.com.
New World Army, Episode 9, was written, directed, and produced by Jeff Roney. Characters: Jacob Moore was played by Jeff Roney. Marcus Vallon was played by Jim Perry. L4 was played by Jeff Roney. Dr. Vita was played by Jeff Roney. The Receptionist was played by Ara Pelody. Azar was played by Brian Patrick Stoyle. The Narrator was played by Jeff Roney. The next New World Army episode is coming soon. Promise. Be sure to visit nwarmy.roneyzone.com for more information. Our email is roneyzone@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and subscribing. And I just want to say thanks to those who have really kind of ridden with me through the ups and downs of this kind of midpoint. This was a very difficult episode to get done. And doing it the way I did it is the only way I could see fit to do it. So I just want to thanks for the encouragement and the folks who kept asking, well, when's it coming, when's it coming? So anyway, hope is worth the wait, and more fun is coming next. So until the next episode, be sure to tell a friend about New World Army. Thanks a whole lot.